Rupa Goswami offered his prayers to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This personality, he is pointing out, he is indicating that who is this personality, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Who is he? And he is pointing out that he is giving Krishna prema. He is so magnanimous that he is giving Krishna prema, which is so rare. Now, who can give Krishna prema? Only Krishna can give Krishna prema. Therefore, he must be Krishna himself. Besides Krishna, nobody can give Krishna prema. Therefore, he must be Krishna himself. So, Namo Mahavadanaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gauratishi. So, this is the identity of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and this is the gift of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And this gift has been so wonderfully distributed throughout the world by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's most intimate associate, Srila Prabhupada. Now, here we can see that as Rupa Goswami pointed out, who is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? In the similar note, we can also consider who is Srila Prabhupada. What Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu distributed was most magnanimously distributed by Nityananda Prabhu. But they did it only inside the land of India. So the personality who brought it out of India and giving it out, who this personality must be? We don't know who he is. Prabhupada himself said, if Prabhupada told us who he is, we would faint. That's why Prabhupada's identity is actually a secret. We know the spiritual identity of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj, Bhakti Vinod Thakur. We know their spiritual identity, who they are in the spiritual sky. But proper spiritual identity hasn't been revealed. Why? Because Prabhupada's position is so elevated that we'll faint. So rather, we wait for our spiritual awakening. When we become free from our material contaminations and become situated in our spiritual identity, in our spiritual swarup, when we become consciousness all over the world, that he is a very, very special person. Like, say for example, you make a very impossible prediction. Say, you say something which is practically impossible to do. Only in a very, very rare occasion you would do that. Say for example, you are running a company and you say that I will give $100 million to ISKCON. Now, will you just send your bank, just a clerk of your company to send that check? Or will you send the check with someone very, very special to you? Isn't it common sense? So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made a prediction, which is an impossible prediction, that Krishna consciousness movement would spread all over the world, in every town and village. And this prediction is actually forecasting that this achievement is going to be far greater than what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself has achieved. Now, the personality who accomplishes that, who fulfills that prediction, who is he? At least can't we conclude that he is someone who is very, very special to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? So that is who Srila Prabhupada is. And of course, to us, Srila Prabhupada is Prabhupada. We don't have to speculate about Prabhupada's spiritual identity. And to us, Srila Prabhupada is Prabhupada. And what he has done is an amazing display of mercy. Where we would all be if Prabhupada didn't come here? Would anyone here become a devotee of Krishna if Prabhupada didn't come? At least I can say for myself, I wouldn't become a devotee of Krishna. And I think that applies to most of us here, if not all of us here. So this is how Srila Prabhupada has saved us. So our spiritual life actually begins by recognizing who Krishna is, who Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is, and who Srila Prabhupada is, and becoming eternally grateful to them. That is the beginning of our spiritual life. And then comes Sadhu Sangha Kriya. Formally, this part, that initiation that is taking place, Diksha Vidhi, it is actually Bhajana Kriya. Bhajana Kriya means the activities of devotional service are beginning now, going to begin now, in a formal way. Or in simple words, I can say you have been chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, and now you are getting the official approval to chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra and Prem Vikash Gayatri Mantra. You all are getting first initiation, and Prem Vikash is getting second initiation. So guys, these are the official approval. And it also means now you are being included in the family of Srila Prabhupada. You are a recognized member of Prabhupada's family. Now, to become a member of Srila Prabhupada's family, what you have to do? You have to dedicate yourself completely to the service of Srila Prabhupada's lotus feet in the form of ISKCON. You are becoming included as a member of ISKCON family. And your life is now completely dedicated to serving ISKCON. Whatever you do, jat karosi jadasnasi, jat juhosi dadasi jat, jat taposhoshi konteya, jat taposhoshi, tat kurusha, iskanam arpanam. Offer all that to ISKCON. Because it's very important that this family of ISKCON, the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, the society, becomes strengthened. The society will become strengthened by the support of the members of the family, isn't it? Now, we are very fortunate to become a part of this family, ISKCON family. We are very fortunate that somehow or other we have become connected to Srila Prabhupada's family. Materially, if one becomes a part of a very well-known and aristocratic family, how does he feel? Or how does everyone feel about him? Like, say, to name a family is, say, Rockefeller family or Ford family. Like, the whole world recognizes him. And they also feel proud. Yes, I am. And by being connected to the family, what do they achieve? What do they acquire? They inherit the wealth of the family. Just by being born in a Rockefeller family, one becomes a billionaire just by birth. Right? Similarly, just by being born in ISKCON family, Prabhupada family, one becomes a spiritual zillionaire. Right? You can't really figure out that wealth with any kind of material calculation. But what we are actually getting, by being connected to this family, we are inheriting an access to Golok Vrindavan. We are inheriting a relationship with Krishna in Vrindavan. We are inheriting
ব্রজ প্রেম, দ্য লাভিং রিলেশনশিপ উইথ কৃষ্ণা ইন দ্য মুড অফ ব্রজ, ইটস এ ভেরি ভেরি স্পেশাল রিলেশনশিপ। অ্যান্ড হোয়াট ডু উই হ্যাভ টু ডু? উই সিম্পলি হ্যাভ টু সার্ভ শ্রী চৈতন্য মহাপ্রভু থ্রু সংকীর্তন অ্যান্ড উইল গেট এন্ট্রি টু গোলোক বৃন্দাবন। As I mentioned, the other date are 2 days. Twice I mentioned in 2 different classes. Once in Panihati festival in Laguna Beach, and then the following day in the lecture. You all remember that? Otherwise, to enter into Vrindavan is impossible. You can't enter into Vrindavan from Vaikuntha. You can't enter into Vrindavan from even Dwarka. That is how rare Vrindavan is. And that access to Vrindavan is becoming available to us simply because we have become connected to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu through Sankirtan movement. So we simply have to assist Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, participate in the Sankirtan movement. Sankirtan means glorify the Supreme Personality of God. And in order to glorify Him, use every possible means. Sankirtan doesn't mean only chanting congregationally. There is a broader concept of Sankirtan. Like according to our understanding, what is Sankirtan? Book distribution is Sankirtan. Why? Because the books are actually carrying the glory and distributing the glory of Krishna. Therefore, book distribution is Sankirtan. Yes. So in this way, our main objective is to spread the glory of the Supreme Personality of Godhead all over the world. Why? Because we want to create the good fortune for everybody. In that respect, the other day I gave an example. Maybe you will remember that Prabhupada was speaking about one gentleman in Pune, very wealthy gentleman, big industrialist. He is a relative of Birla's. So he asked Prabhupada, why do your devotees just chant and dance? Why don't you do something else also? He meant, why don't you do some philanthropic and welfare activities for the people, like feed the people, open hospital, etc. Then Prabhupada answered the question in a little indirect way. Prabhupada said, look, you are a family, you are a relative of the Birlas. Now, if a son of Birla becomes mad, leaves home, and just starts to wander around in the street, undergoing so many tribulations and difficulties. If a person becomes mad, then he doesn't know who his father is, who he is, and he is roaming around in the street like a beggar. Even to get a little food, he has to beg from people, and he has to undergo so much humiliation and disgrace. And this way, this man, although he is Birla's son, he is roaming around in the streets like a raving madman. Now, if you see him in that condition, will you just give him 5 rupees and tell him, go and have a good meal? Will you just do that? Or what will you do? You will tell him, look, you are Birla's son, what are you doing? Come, I will take you to Birla. You don't know whose son you are. Why are you undergoing all this difficulty? Now, similarly, Srila Prabhupada saw that everyone in this, every living entity is a son of Krishna. And Prabhupada was experiencing an intense agony seeing these devotees, seeing these individuals who are actually children of Krishna suffering so miserably in this material world. And that's why he is simply trying to take them back to Krishna. Isn't that the natural reaction? So that is why what ISKCON is actually doing is the most exalted and most wonderful welfare activity. Trying to take everyone back to Krishna. And when you go back to Krishna, will you have any problem? Will you have any distress? Will you have any difficulties? Will you have any suffering? No. Just by accepting Krishna, all our miseries disappear. And that is what Srila Prabhupada is giving. That's why Srila Prabhupada made all these wonderful arrangements. So, this is the most wonderful opportunity. Please always remember that this is, you are actually receiving the most wonderful benefit. You are receiving Srila Prabhupada's divine grace. And we, as Srila Prabhupada's representatives, our business is to help you to become connected to Srila Prabhupada. Here is your Shiksha Guru, Savas Prabhu. And I, as Srila Prabhupada's representative, will try my best to help you as much, in whichever way I can. But in order to help you, you have to help me. And I can guarantee you that at least this much I can do. I can take you to Srila Prabhupada. And we all can engage you in the activities of ISKCON. And if you remain safely situated in ISKCON, your spiritual life is secured. And it's guaranteed you'll go back to Godhead. Please don't doubt that. In this respect, I give an example. You know, what is the ultimate proof of your spiritual success? The ultimate proof of one's spiritual success is how he dies. And you can see how the devotees of ISKCON live their bodies. Surrounded by devotees, meditating upon Krishna's lotus feet, in a most auspicious atmosphere, they leave their body. And when one leaves his body remembering Krishna, where does he go? Goes back to Godhead. So that is the ultimate proof of your spiritual success. Not how you live, but how you die. Therefore, Krishna consciousness is not actually the art of living. It's the art of dying. But this art of dying is the way to immortality. If you know how to die, then you become immortal. Just like Dhruva Maharaj, when the chariot came from Vaikuntha to take Dhruva Maharaj to the spiritual sky, Dhruva Maharaj, when he was just about to get into the chariot, he saw death standing there with folded hands and says, "Please bestow your mercy upon me." And Dhruva Maharaj stepped on his head in order to get into the chariot. Yes, death comes, but how does death come? Death comes to a devotee to receive his mercy. So this is the wonderful process that Srila Prabhupada gave us. And this is the wonderful family that Srila Prabhupada created. At the most difficult time, the devotees are going to help us. Is Chandrasekhar here? Anyway, recently Chandrasekhar's mother left her body. And Chandrasekhar went there. She was in she was in Geneva, Switzerland. She left her body there. And Chandrasekhar carried her remains, the ashes, to Mayapur and offered it to Ganga. Jananivas Prabhu, the head pujari of Mayapur, is in very, very exalted. Actually, he's a pure devotee. He conducted the whole ceremony. Now, where does one go? Even though she was not a devotee, just by having a son who is a devotee, she got such incredible spiritual benefit. So this is how ISKCON is actually helping everybody. Even though one may not have practiced Krishna consciousness, but still their good fortune is created. So this is how wonderful this Krishna consciousness movement is. So please always remember this wonderful good fortune that you have received and take full advantage of this. So, actually I thought of speaking afterwards, but anyway, I started to speak and that's what happens. When you start, we don't know when to stop. Now I'll ask you to do your achaman. Some initiated devotees, please tie their neck beads, and then we'll do the achaman, then we'll chant the Brahma Samhita, and after Brahma Samhita, Sovas Prabhu will speak, and then I'll ask you about the 10 offenses. Do you all remember 10 offenses? Everybody knows the 10 offenses? Okay. So generally we speak about 10 offenses, but I ask you all to speak about 10 offenses. Because if I speak, then you may not hear. But when you speak, you will hear. You can take off your old neck beads and offer the old neck bead. You can either keep that neck bead. Yeah, you can keep it. No, I mean keep it. But now they can take off that old neck bead. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Get me the Achaman cup. That silver thing. Okay. Hare Krishna. So now we'll do the Achaman. Achaman actually means the cleansing your mouth or cleansing your vocal channel. Because the words that you speak must be pure. Especially when you take a vow or when you chant mantra, it is the custom to do the achaman. So, it is done by taking some water in your palm and washing your hand. First you wash your right hand and then you wash your left hand. Okay, then you take a few drops of water on your palm and drink the water from the base of your palm, saying Om Shri Narayanaya Namaha. I'm sorry, Om Shri Keshavaya Namaha. Then you wash your hand, then take some water again and drink the water, saying Om Shri Narayanaya Namaha. Now wash your hands and drink again, saying Om Shri Madhavaya Namaha. So everyone has done his achaman? Yeah? Okay. So now you say the purificatory mantra or achaman mantra. Om apavitra pavitrova. I'll just explain it first and then we'll chant. Om apavitra pavitrova sarvavasthang gatopiva jasmaret pundarikakshan sabaihya abhantaraha suchihi. Om apavitra pavitrova means whether one is impure or pure. Sarvavasthang gatopiva, in whatever condition one may be in. Jasmaret pundarikakshan, one who remembers the lotus-eyed Supreme Personality of Godhead, sa bhajya abhantarah suchihi. He becomes purified both externally and internally. So, the point is, no matter in whatever condition we are in, if we just remember Krishna, we will become purified both externally and internally. Alright? So what is the best way of purification? Remembering Krishna. So please say after me. Om apavitra pavitrova sarvavastha gatopiva jasmaret pundarikakshan sa baihya abhantara Shuchihi, Shri Vishnu, Shri Vishnu, Shri Vishnu. So now we will recite Brahma Samhita. Prabhupada started this custom of reciting Brahma Samhita at the beginning of some auspicious ceremony. Every auspicious ceremony actually begins with by reciting Brahma Samhita. This Brahma Samhita was spoken by Brahma. After Brahma perceived Krishna, recognized Krishna, saw Krishna, then Brahma offered his prayers to Krishna. And that is Brahma Samhita. This is a part of the fifth chapter of Brahma Samhita. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he was traveling in South India, he found the Brahma Samhita in the Adikeshav temple. And he copied the Brahma Samhita and brought it with him. Otherwise, Brahma Samhita was actually lost. And it's such a wonderful a scripture. If you study these Brahma Samhita and understand, you'll have a perfect spiritual understanding. Therefore, I always request devotees to study Brahma Samhita carefully. Please read it carefully. Everyone, keep a Brahma Samhita at home, and if possible, read one verse of Brahma Samhita every day and try to understand what it is saying. And you will see that Brahma Samhita is giving us the perfect understanding of not only about the spiritual world, but is giving us also the perfect understanding of the material nature.
Ishwarah Paramah Krishna Satchidananda Vigraha Anadir Adir Govindah Sarvakarana Karanam Chintamani Prakara Sadma Sukalpa Vriksha Lakshavritesu Surabhira Vipalayantam Lakshmi Sahasra Sata Sambrahma Sevyamanam Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami Venum Kananta Maravinda Dalaya Taksham Barahavatam Samasitam Buddha Sundarangam Kandarpa Koti Kamaniya Vishesha Shobham Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami Alolo Chandra Kalasad Vanamalya Vamsi Ratnangadang Pranaya Keli Kalavilasham Shyamang Tribhanga Lalitang Niyata Prakasham Govindamadi Purusham Tamahang Bhajami Angani Jasya Sakalendriya Vritti Manti Pashanti Panti Kalayanti Chiranjaganti Ananda Chinmaya Sadujjala Vigrahasya Govindamadi Purusham Tamahang Bhajami Advaitam Achyutam Anadim Anantarupam Adyang Purana Purusham Navajovanancha Vedeshu Durlabham Adurlabham Atmo Bhakto Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami Panthastu Koti Satavatsara Sampragamya Bayo Rathapi Manaso Munipungavanam Soppasti Jat Prapada Simna Vichinta Tatye Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami Ekopaso Rachaitum Jagadanda Koti Chaktirasti Jagadanda Chaya Jadanta Andantarastha Paramanu Chayantarastham Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami Jad Bhavo Bhavita Dhiyo Manujasta Thaiva Samprapta Rupa Mahima Shana Jana Bhusha Suktair Jameva Nigama Prathitai Stuvanti Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami Ananda Chinmaya Saprativabhitabhis Tabhir Jaiva Nija Rupa Taya Kalabhi Goloko Eva Nivasatta Khilatma Bhuto Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami Premanjana Churita Bhakti Vilochanena Santas Sadaiva Hidayeshu Vilokayanti Jangshama Sundarama Chinta Gunaswarupam Vindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami Ramadi Murti Shukalani Amena Tishthan Nana Vataram Akarod Bhuvaneshu Kintu Krishna Swayam Samabhavat Paramapumanjo Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami Jasya Prabha Prabhavato Jagadanda Koti Koti Shashesha Basudhadi Vibhuti Bhinnam Tad Brahma Nishkalam Anantam Ashesha Bhutam Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami Maya hi jasya jagadanda satani shute Traiguna tad vishaya veda vitaya mana Satyavalamba tara sattva vishuddha sattvam Maya hi chinmaya sasa pratibhakumasu Japraninang pratifalan smaratamupetya Lila itena bhuvanani jayatta jashram Govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami Goloko namni nijadhamni talecha tasya Devi mahesha haridhama shuteshu teshu Tete prabhava nichaya vihitascha jena Govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami Shrishti sthiti pralaya sadhana shakti reka Chhaye vajasya bhuvanani bibharti durga Ichhanurupam apajasya chacheshta tesha Govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami Kshiram jathadadhi vikara vishesha joga Sanjayate nahi tata prithagasti heto Jasam bhutam api tatha samupaiti karjad Govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami Dīpārcireva hidasāntaram abhupetya Dīpāyate vibritahetu samāna dharma Jastadrigeva hicha vishnu taya vibhāti Govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajāmi Jakāranar navajale bhajatisma yoga Nidram ananta jagadanda saroma kupa Adhara shaktim avalamba paramsa murtim Govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami Jasyaika nishashita kala mathavalamba Jivanti loma vilaja jagadanda natha Vishnur mahansa iha jasya kala vishesho Govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami Bhashvan jathasma sakaleshu nijeshu teja Sviyam kiyat prakatayatta pitadvadatra Brahma jayesha jagadanda vidhana karta Govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami Jatpadupallava jugam vinidhaya kumbha Dande pranama samaye saganadhi raja Vignan vihantum alamasya jagatrayasya Govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami Agnir mahi gaganam ambu maruddishascha Kalas tathatma manasiti jagatrayani Jasmad bhavanti vibhavanti vishanti jamcha Govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami Jachakshuresha savita sakalagrahanam Raja samasta suramurti rashesha teja Jasya gaya brahmati samrito kalo chakro Tamaham bhajami Dharmotho papa nichaya srutayastapanshi brahmadikita patagavadhayascha jiva jadatra matra prakva prakata prabhava govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami jastin upamathavendra mahosya karma Bandhanurupa phalabhajana matanoti karmani nirdahati kintu cha bhakti bhajan govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami jankrodha kama sahaja pranayadi bhiti vatsalya moha guru gaurava sebhyo bhavai Sanchinta tasya sadrishin tanuma purete namadi purusham bhajami shriya kanta kanta parama purusha kalpatarubau druma bhumi shchintamani ganamai toyam amritam Kathaganam natyam gamanamapi bangshi priya sakhi chidanandam jyoti paramapi tadasyadam apicha shajatrakshirabdhi shravati surabhi bhascha sumahan Nimeshardha khova brajati nahi jatrapi samaya. Bhaje shveta dvipang tamahamiha golakam iti jang. Vidantaste santa kshiti virala chara kati paye. Ishvaraha Parama Krishna Satchidananda Vigraha Anadir Adir Govinda Sarvakarana Karanam Shri Shri Brahma Samhita Ki Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Gaur Now I'll request Subhas Prabhu to enlighten us and bless everyone.
Hare Krishna. That's good. Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Budhale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Sarasatan Devam Gauravani Pacharane Nirvasesam Sunyavadi Paskachade Satarane Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai His Holiness Bhakti Churu Maharaj Ki Jai
His Grace Subhas Prabhu Ki Jai
So, I'm always a little bit astonished whenever I'm participating in an initiation ceremony. Because I think how Kali Yuga is progressing, and to me, it's astonishing how someone can come and take vows and chant the holy name, and to do this and make this vow for the rest of one's life. To me, that's very astonishing. Considering the situation in Kali Yuga today, I recall that when I first was introduced to take an initiation, I was in deep fear. I was in fear of Srila Prabhupada. I was in fear of the devotees. I was in fear of my own self. At my particular age, I don't think I made a commitment to anything. I could barely do or act upon the instructions of my parents. And all of a sudden I met the devotees at a ripe young age of 21. And they told me, hey, Savas, at that time it wasn't Savas, but I'll say Savas now. He said, Savas, there's nothing to it. Just do it. And, I became more fearful. Because I wanted to do it, but I didn't think I had the ability to do it. So, where does that ability come from? So after all these years, seeing so many devotees making these vows, I think I've come to the platform where I'm convinced it's by the mercy of the devotees and, of course, the spiritual master. It's all mercy. On our own, why in the world would you want to do that? Like, what would be the reason for one to actually do that? What purpose is there to accomplish? Only when one has the mercy of the devotees and, of course, the spiritual master. Only by that. Then we get the mercy of the Supreme Lord. It says that by the mercy of the spiritual master, one gets the mercy of the Supreme Lord. And we sing that every morning. And that mercy is exhibited when we see someone step forward and make this commitment, this vow, that for the rest of my life, even when one gets married and, you know, there's vows that you make, it's really, you don't really know if you're doing that seriously or not. You just have to, for the rest of my life, I'll be with you. But we know that in the back of your mind, we're thinking like that little devil, that little devious little thing in the back of our mind. We're thinking, well, if it doesn't work out, you never know. Whatever happens. If it doesn't work out, I still have a way out. But not so here. This is a firm commitment. And Maharaj touched upon this understanding of Shraddha, faith. Very important ingredient to make these vows. Faith. Faith is actually increased by Sadhu Sangha, as he was stating, by the association of devotees. And then when you associate with devotees, Bhajana Kriya he's mentioning. And that's definitely a fact. Because when I first pulled into the temple, they introduced me to Bhajana Kriya real quick in the kitchen. They said, wash the pots. They said, if you wash the pots, it cleans your heart. And I thought to myself, yeah, I need a lot of cleaning. So when you associate with devotees, all those things come naturally. You become cleansed. And then the anartas. We clean the anartas from the heart. And then eventually, as Maharaj is saying, nishta, firm faith. That implicit faith. And by that implicit faith in both the spiritual master and the Supreme Lord, the imports of Vedic knowledge are automatically revealed. And that's what this initiation is about. To have implicit faith. And this is astonishing in this age of Kali Yuga. In my short life, I've seen so many things change very rapidly. To my opinion, a lot of degradation is going on. It's getting worse and worse. So it isn't it's amazing that someone can make these vows. And I was thinking that when I see devotees that want to do this, that want to step forward and serve Krishna and give their life to Krishna, it's very pleasing to the heart. So I just want to let all of you know that in my own heart, I'm very elated to see all of you joining this ISKCON family, as Maharaj is saying. It's very, very nice. It's nice to be part of a big family. If you're a little family, but we have a big family. It's a lot of ecstasy. You meet a lot of different kinds of people, personalities, and great souls. We see that in Kali Yuga, as we mentioned, that things are becoming more and more difficult. What is that verse? Parayena payusa sabya kalavishmin yugejana manda sumanda matayo manda bhagya paritaha. Well, in Kali Yuga, we're very short-lived. Can't live very long these days. That's a strike against us already. by the time you know it, you're a certain age, you're 50, and then you're looking at 60, and then you just think, oh my gosh, where did it all go? It's that quick. And sense gratification in the material world, it's such a short span in the course of life. You know, at a certain age, you don't even enjoy eating anymore. You'd like to, but you just can't. You know, and that particular verse, it describes also that we're always above all, out of all the difficulties in Kali Yuga, above all, we're always disturbed. And that's why Krishna consciousness is such a wonderful path to take, because if we have this implicit faith in the chanting of the holy name, this Hari Nam, we can get rid of this most disturbing element of Kali Yuga. Above everything, no matter how many difficulties, above everything, we're always upset and disturbed for some reason or other. We can't figure it out. One day we wake up in the morning and we're feeling pretty good. As the day moves on, we get a little bit worse. And then sometimes it goes into the next day and you get up really feeling bad, horrible, dissatisfied. So the chanting of the holy name is so important because it can decrease this anxiety and fear and disturbance that we're constantly feeling in this life. And I've seen so many devotees come, future devotees come, and so many disturbances in their life. And from chanting the holy name, they become pacified. And when they take initiation, they become ecstatic. They really become ecstatic. Just like when I walked into the temple room this morning, and I saw Sachin Narayan, but I didn't know that was him. I looked right at him, and I didn't know who that person was. Oh, yeah, that's Sachin Narayan Prabhu. And he looked totally ecstatic. So, this implicit faith, this association of devotees, these things are so important in order to relieve ourselves from all this fear and anxiety. This morning, when we heard Srimad Bhagavatam class, Amala Bhakta asked, you know, what is it that Srila Prabhupada was always pressing, always saying this, and just trying to implant it within our brain? And it's the cause of all fear, and that is, of course, that we think we're these bodies. And you see that Prabhupada, if you look at the Veda base, you'll see how many times Srila Prabhupada mentioned that particular point. They're not this body. And even though we've heard it for a gazillion times, still it's so difficult for us to realize it. But this is the first step in realizing that we're not this body, really. It's like in high school, when they have graduation in high school, they call that commencement. Is that right? Commencement. So what does commencement mean? It means the beginning, not the end. So when you take this initiation, make these vows, it's the beginning. Now you begin. And you begin with potency. Because one has made these vows. And from this point on, when one chants the holy name, it has a connection with the parampara. And one's potency in chanting the holy name becomes much more vivid. You can realize it. Becomes much more powerful. One feels this connection. And of course, when we get the initiation from a bona fide spiritual master, we make these vows to serve the spiritual master and, of course, the devotees. And as Maharaj was saying, it's so important to try to see how we can serve the ISKCON movement, the mission, Srila Prabhupada's mission. And what is that mission? Of course, you know, so that everyone has an opportunity to come in contact with Krishna consciousness, some way or other. Somehow or other, we should see how we can get more and more people to come in contact. So when I see all of you here, I've known several of you for many years. I've seen you. If I've not known you personally, I've seen you for many years. And for me, It's heartwarming. It's very ecstatic to see that people are coming forward and wanting to make these commitments. And really, in life, commitments are very important. Very important. Especially the commitment to serve the Supreme Lord and, of course, the spiritual master. So, I want to offer all of you my respects. I want to also say to all of you that if there's a particular way that I can assist you in serving your spiritual master and Srila Prabhupada's mission, I'd be more than happy to do whatever I can to help you. But foremost, I'm hoping that all of you will really absorb yourself in the mission at hand, which is to give people Krishna consciousness. All right? Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
So Vasprabhu is getting away without giving you all your demanding.
Yes. All my blessings to all of you. And may you be successful in your endeavor for Krishna consciousness. Hare Krishna. Hare Bhava. I think that Lord Chaitanya said a very nice thing. He would always give blessings, and his blessings would be that may you always be in Krishna consciousness. Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much, Savas Prabhu. Actually, I know Savas Prabhu for many years. I know him since 1979. And those days, Savas Prabhu was the temple president of Denver. And we met for the first time in 1979. And we became friends. It was so spontaneous. Both of us just became attracted to each other. And Subhas Prabhu made a condition that whenever I came to America, I had to visit Denver. And I stuck to that commitment until Subhas Prabhu moved to LA. And now, whenever I come to America, I visit LA because Subhas Prabhu is here. And Subhas Prabhu is a very, very wonderful devotee, a very loyal servant of Srila Prabhupada. And I have very deep respect for Subhas Prabhu, and I feel very fortunate to have such a wonderful friend. And you all are also very fortunate to have this opportunity to render your devotional service under the guidance of Subhas Prabhu. I have seen how Subhas Prabhu actually salvaged the situation of Los Angeles Temple. Like, when this, for various reasons, actually the whole of ISKCON was going through a lot of difficulties, a lot of crisis, and New Dwarka was also not an exception. New Dwarka was going through a lot of difficulties. And at that time, Subhas Prabhu was requested to become the temple president. And ever since he became the temple president of New Dwarka, Rukmini Dwarka Desh Temple, I'm seeing this temple is just going up and up and up. So, this is the proof of one's spiritual potency. And this spiritual potency comes, I will say, from the loyalty to Srila Prabhupada. Personally, I have seen time and time again that when one remains loyal to Srila Prabhupada, he performs, he renders most wonderful service. And Krishna accepts that service. That's why the individuals become empowered like that. And also I have seen when one gives up the shelter of Srila Prabhupada's lotus feet, he loses all his potency. Therefore, this will be my sincere advice to you all. Always remain connected to Srila Prabhupada's lotus feet. Become a loyal servant of Srila Prabhupada. In plain and simple words, I can say, just become Prabhupada's dogs. The dog has one very wonderful quality. The dog is absolutely loyal to his master. So in Krishna consciousness, we want to become the dogs of our spiritual master. We all in ISKCON want to become, our only business is to become the that loyal, faithful, obedient dogs of Srila Prabhupada. And although one assumes the position of a dog, but then we see that he renders such incredible service. He achieves so many wonderful spiritual achievements. And Krishna rewards him in the most wonderful way. Actually, we have nothing to gain on the material platform. Therefore, we are prepared to sacrifice everything. And we simply want to render service to Krishna and the Vaishnavas, Krishna's devotees. But although we don't want anything, but Krishna starts putting things in our credit in the spiritual bank account. We render service to Krishna here and Krishna rewards us there. And it's not that Krishna doesn't reward us here. Krishna rewards us here also in the most wonderful way. Like the other day I asked you all the question, ever since you became a devotee, did things improve or deteriorate? How did your life become? Did it get better? So, is it getting better every day? Will it continue to get better every day? So that's what spiritual life is. So, please render your service under the authority, under your authorities. And your spiritual authorities are the temple president. Subhas Prabhu as the temple president is your spiritual authority. All senior devotees are your authorities. Those who are serving Srila Prabhupada, they have the right to engage you in the service of Srila Prabhupada. Your GBCs, your spiritual authorities, they are all your spiritual masters. And finally, Srila Prabhupada is your ultimate authority. As the founder acharya of ISKCON, Srila Prabhupada is the preeminent Shiksha Guru of all the devotees of ISKCON from all time. So you have such wonderful shelter. And in this platform, more is indeed the merrier. The more guardians you have, the more gulab jamuns you'll get. So, this is the ecstatic arrangement that Srila Prabhupada made for all of us. So, initiation means as Subhas Guru pointed out, is the beginning. Your spiritual life will be beginning officially. Actually, your spiritual life began from the time you started to chant the holy name. It started actually, it began at that time. But now you are, it's officially recognized that your spiritual life is beginning. And this initiation, the Sanskrit word for initiation is diksha. The word diksha is the combination of two syllables, di and ksha. So here di stands for dibbhagyanam and ksha stands for kshiyate. Dibbhagyanam jato daddat kurvanti papasya sankshayam. Actually, one receives the dibbhagyan, and as a result of receiving the dibbhagyan or transcendental knowledge, one becomes free from sinful reactions. All his sinful reactions are free. Kurvanti papasya sankshayam. So dibbhagyan, the transcendental knowledge, comes in the form of mantra. In other ages, the mantras were kept as a secret. Mantras are actually very powerful spiritual sound vibration. Now, when you have something very powerful, then you are careful about who you are giving it to. Because one may misutilize it, misuse it. Then it will be harmful. Therefore, in the early days, or pre-Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this diksha or mantra was kept as a very, very precious secret. And it is only through the process of initiation or diksha, the mantra used to be given to a qualified candidate. The spiritual master used to see that the disciple or the candidate is qualified. Then only he would give him the mantra, not otherwise. And that also he would give in a very secret way, silently. In such a way that only he would whisper it in the ears of the candidate. So that only he could hear, nobody else could hear. This is how this transcendental sound vibration used to flow through the disciplic succession. But in the age of Kali, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made this mantra public. Not only he made the mantra public, he actually made the Maha Mantra public, available to anyone and everyone. That is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy. Therefore, the holy name, Hare Krishna Mahamantra, does not really depend upon diksha. Chaitanya Charitamrita says, diksha purascharja vidhi apekshana kare, jivha sparshe achandale shabare uddhare. This transcendental Hare Krishna Mahamantra does not depend upon diksha and purascharja. Doesn't depend upon the process of initiation and purascharja means purificatory process. Just by coming in contact with the tongue, jivha sparshe, jivha means tongue and sparsha means touch. Just by coming in contact with the tongue, just by touching the tongue, this Hare Krishna Mahamantra purifies everyone, including even a chandal, the most lowest of mankind. That's how powerful this Hare Krishna Mahamantra is. But still, our acharyas have introduced this system of initiation through the process of diksha. Although Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given this mantra publicly, but the process is to give the mantra through the ceremony of diksha. Jiva Goswami made that point. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Srila Prabhupada have made this system of giving the initiation or giving the Hare Krishna Mahamantra through the process of this ceremony of initiation. And the other kind of mantra is the Gayatri Mantra. Generally, mantra means Gayatri Mantra. So Gayatri Mantra is kept as a secret and chanted silently. Like we chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra in Kirtan, but Gayatri Mantra we don't chant in Kirtan. Gayatri Mantra we meditate upon. Now, this is the wonderful good fortune that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu created for us. He has given us this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. And Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is Krishna Himself. Jai Naam Shai Krishna Bhajanishtha Kori Namer Bhitore Ache Aponi Shri Hari. The name and Krishna are non-different. Abhinnattad Nama Namina. Naam and Nami. Name and the object of the name, Krishna, are non-different. Abhinna. Therefore, chant this name very, very sincerely. Because Krishna is there in the name Himself. Krishna Himself is there in the name. So when you chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, Krishna is there. But one must be very careful that one doesn't commit offenses to the name. Because when one commits offenses, then it won't be name anymore. It'll become offense. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur in that respect said that offensive chanting is not chanting for the holy name. It is a matter of offensive chanting means chanting offenses. You are not chanting the holy name, you are chanting offenses. So, we should be very, very concerned that we chant the holy name without committing offenses. And that is called the pure chanting of the name. And when the offenses are reduced, that is called the clearing stage. There are three ways of chanting. Offensive chanting, the chanting in the clearing stage, and pure chanting of the holy name. And holy name is so powerful that even in the clearing stage of chanting, one attains liberation. Mukti. The liberation is achieved in the clearing stage of chanting of the holy name. Koti janme brahma gyane jai mukti noy shudhumatra namabhashe shei mukti. The liberation, mukti, that one cannot achieve in millions of lifetimes of Brahman realization, that mukti is achieved just at the time of namabhash. Just at the stage of namabhash or clearing stage of chanting. It's not the name, but it is the abhash of the name. The pure name hasn't dawned as yet. Namabhash has been described as that just before the sun rises, the eastern horizon becomes lit up. So that is, similarly, before the pure name arises, there is the clearing stage. The darkness is removed and the abhash of the name is there. And then, if one attains liberation in the clearing stage, then what does one achieve in the pure stage of chanting? The pure chanting gives Krishna prem. Shuddha Naam gives prem, Krishna prem. So if we want Krishna prem, then we have to chant the holy name without offenses, pure chanting. So we want Krishna prem. How will you get Krishna prem? Just by chanting the name without offenses, pure chanting of the holy name. So we want Krishna prem, and how to get the Krishna prem? Just by chanting the holy name. Isn't it clear? Krishna prem is our objective, and how do we get Krishna prem? Just by chanting. And all we have to do is take care of the offenses. That we don't chant offensively. Get rid of the offenses. All you have to do is just get rid of the offenses. And then Krishna prema will be available. So, and that is why, and in order to become purified, we have to render devotional service. The other aspects of devotional service. By rendering devotional service, we'll become purified. Shevan mukhehi jubhado swayam eva sphurattada. Ato Shri Krishna namadi na bhavet grajyam in riyai sevan mukhehi jubhado swayam eva sphurattada. That is, Ato Shri Krishna namadi na bhavet grajyam in riyai. This Krishna name, the name of Krishna is not perceivable by our senses, indriya. Indriya means senses. We cannot perceive the holy name through our senses. But sevan mukhihi, when we become engaged in rendering service, when the senses become engaged in rendering service to Krishna, by doing that the senses become purified. And then the holy name becomes spontaneously, automatically manifest. Swayam eva sphurattada. Sphurati means manifest. And swayam means by himself. So the holy name by himself becomes manifest on the tip of the tongue. Sevan mukhehi jivbhado. Swayam eva sphurattada. So we render service and practice sadhana bhakti. And through the sadhana bhakti, as our senses become purified, automatically the holy name will become manifest on the tip of our tongue. So Bhakti Vinod Thakur also is making a very good point, very brilliant, gives us a brilliant understanding of the holy name. He is describing the holy name. He is saying, I do not know what kind of potency this holy name has. Krishna naam dhare kato bol. Karna randhra patho diya ridi majhe probeshiya borishoy shudha anupam. Entering through the passage of my ears and coming onto the region of my heart, it starts to shower nectar. And then he is saying, when it does that, then hridoy hoite bole jivbhar agrete chale shabda rupe nache anukhan. Then it rises from the depth of my heart. Hridoy hoite bole jivbhar agrete chale. It forces its way from the bottom of my heart. Why the bottom of my heart? Because the spirit soul is there. Now who chants the pure name of the Lord? The spirit soul chants the pure name. So, and then the holy name comes to the tip of the tongue and starts to dance on the tip of the tongue. Shabda rupe, as the sound vibration. It starts to dance as a sound vibration. Shabda rupe, nache anukhan. And while the holy name rises to the tip of the tongue, what does it do? Or what does he do? It's not only he, it is a he with a capital H, because holy name is Krishna himself.
Jai Shri Shri Rukmini Dwarkadhish ki Jai. Jai Shri Shri Jagannath Baladev Subhadra Mahamani. Jai Shri Shri Gornitai.
And there, Shabda Rupe Nache, Kanthe Mor Bhangeshwar, when it forces its way, his way to the tongue, it cracks my voice. Kanthe Mor Bhangeshwar. Ango Kape Thar Thar Thar. My body begins to tremble. And sthir hoite na pare charon, my legs cannot become steady anymore. Chokhe dhara, tears come streaming down my eyes. Dehe ghormo, my body begins to perspire. Sweat starts to flow from my body. Pulokito shab charmo. And my skin becomes and gets the hair stand on end. And then he is saying, Murchito hoilo mon pralayer agomon, and my mind sooned as if the time of devastation has come. And then he is saying that what kind of behavior of the one whose shelter I have taken, look what he has done to me. So in this way, it's a very beautiful poetry through which Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur is giving the understanding of the holy name. So please take shelter of this holy name wholeheartedly, chant without committing offenses. There are 10 offenses to the holy name. I'll ask you all about these offenses. Satyanarayan, do you remember the first offense? Prashant? Prem Vikash, third offense? Okay. Third offense. Disobey. No. Okay, so make it a point to remember all these 10 offenses. If you don't remember these offenses, if you do not know what the offense is, where's the question of freeing yourself from the offenses? Alright? So make it a point to memorize these offenses. Sanjay, fourth offense. Sumantri, fifth. Okay. Pushpa, sixth offense. Okay. Indrani. Okay. Pavani, the seventh offense. Yes. Commit sinful activity. To commit sinful activity on the strength of chanting the holy name of the Lord. Satyanarayan, eighth offense. Karmakanda section of the Veda, which is known as the fruitive activity. Ninth offense, Prashant. Loudly. To instruct a faithless person about the glories of the holy name. And Sanjay, tenth offense. Okay. Yeah. And it's also, besides these 10 offenses, it's also an offense to be inattentive while chanting. Therefore, when you are chanting, chant very, very attentively. Attentive chanting means while you are chanting, only hear. Nothing else. Just hear and chant. Chant and hear. So please, always remember that if you want to really make spiritual advancement, if you want to have the wealth of Krishna prema, then guard yourself against these 10 offenses and chant the holy name offenselessly. Then Krishna prema will automatically dawn in your hearts. So please study, read these 10 offenses every morning and remind yourselves that how to guard yourselves against these 10 offenses. And those who don't remember, please make it a point to memorize these 10 offenses. Okay, now you all can come. Satyanarayan and Pavni can come together. Okay, we need another microphone to broadcast. Or is there any other microphone available? Okay, fine. Okay. So, what are the 4 regulative principles?
No meat eating, no intoxication, no gambling, no illicit sex.
You take a vow to follow these 4 principles?
Yes.
And how many rounds of Hare Krishna Maha Mantra will you chant every day?
16 rounds minimum.
And on Ekadasis?
Chant one extra round once. I can say. Yes.
And I'll also request you to take a vow that you will always remain at the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada.
Definitely. Definitely.
ISKCON means the institution where Srila Prabhupada is the founder acharya and the GBC is the ultimate managing authority. Okay, so Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was the son. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared as the son of Sachi Mata. Therefore, one name of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Sachi Suta. So, your name now is Sachi Suta Das.
Hello! Hello! Pay your obeisances again.
What are the 4 regulative principles?
No meat eating, no illicit sex, no intoxication, no gambling.
So you take a vow to follow these 4 principles?
Yes.
And how many rounds of Hare Krishna Maha Mantra? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Minimum 16.
And on Ekadasis?
I will try to do double.
Okay, 25 and 7 more for... On behalf of Sachi Suta, right? Okay. So, Draupadi appeared as the daughter of King Drupad, who was the king of Panchal, a state called Panchal. Therefore, Draupadi is known as Panchali. So your name is Panchali Devidasi.
Panchali. Haribol.
Now together we can offer obeisances to the devotees, to the Prabhupada and the Vaishnavas.
What are the four regulative principles, Prashant?
No intoxication, no meat eating, no gambling, no illicit sex.
So you take a vow to follow these four principles?
Yes.
And how many rounds of Hare Krishna Maha Mantra will you chant every day?
At least 16.
And on Ekadasis?
Try to chant 25.
Okay. And also, I will request you to take a vow that you will always remain at the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada in his ISKCON.
Yes, definitely.
Srila Prabhupada and his ISKCON, always stay and render your service by the guidance of the GBC and the temple presidents. So, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to distribute Krishna prema, and that in that way he is an ocean of prema. Therefore, he is Prema Sindhu. So, your name is Prema Sindhu Das.
So,
what are the four regulative principles?
No meat eating, no gambling, no intoxication, and no illicit sex.
How to follow these four principles?
Yes, Maharaj.
How many rounds of Hare Krishna Maha Mantra will you chant every day?
At least 16.
And on Ekadasis?
I'll try 20.
You staying?
Yeah.
So make it 20. Okay. And together you serve Srila Prabhupada. And so one of Srimati Radharani. Radharani has her maid servants or gopis, those who serve Srimati Radharani. And those young gopis are known as manjaris. One such manjari is Leela Manjari. So your name is Leela Manjari.
Yeah, oh. Is neck beats.
So, what are the four regulative principles?
No gambling, no intoxication, no lip sets, and no meat eating.
So you take a vow to follow these four principles?
I do perfectly and I will continue doing.
And how many rounds of Hare Krishna Maha Mantra you will be chanting every day?
At least 16.
Ekadasis?
My counter is up to 20, so at least 20. My counter, you know, that comes with it. the counting beads, you know, they have a 20, so minimum 20. There are 20 somehow. I don't know. Then I have to restart. Okay. On Ekadashi day, I'll now take all that. I'll chant 25.
And always serve Srila Prabhupada and his ISKCON.
Serve Srila Prabhupada.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, although he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but in order to establish the proper spiritual standard, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took initiation. And he took initiation from Ishwarpuri. So, your name is Ishwarpuri Das. Good. So, Pushpa, what are the four regulative principles?
No meat eating, no gambling, no intoxication, no illicit sex.
You take a vow to follow these four principles?
Yes, Maharaj.
And how many rounds of Hare Krishna Mahamantra will you chant every day?
16.
Okay. So, Pushpa means flowers. And Anjali means offering. So, when the flowers are offered to Krishna, it is called Pushpanjali. So, your name is Pushpanjali.
Offer obeisances to the deities. Sanjay.
So, what are the four regulative principles, Sanjay?
No meat eating, no intoxication, no gambling, and no illicit sex life.
So, you take a vow to follow these four principles?
Yes, very much, I do.
How many rounds of Hare Krishna Mahamantra will you chant every day?
16 every day.
And on Ekadasis?
25 minimum, Gosh.
Very good. So, one of Krishna's very, very intimate friend in Vrindavan is Sudam. So, you are becoming his servant and your name is Sudama Das. Sumantri, what are the four regulative principles?
No meat eating, no intoxication, no gambling and no illicit sex life.
So you take a vow to follow these four principles?
Yes, very much.
And how many rounds of Hare Krishna Mahamantra will you chant every day?
16.
And on Ekadasis?
25.
Thank you. And very nicely serve Srila Prabhupada, along with your husband. And serve Srila Prabhupada, and serve Srila Prabhupada's mission, serve Srila Prabhupada's devotees. So as I mentioned, those young girls who serve Srimati Radharani and Krishna are known as Manjaris. So one such Manjari is Sweta Manjari. So you are becoming her maid servant. So your name is Sweta Manjari.
Maharaj, you want the microphone?
Thank you.
long do you think this will take you?
Yeah, about 20 minutes.
Okay, so it's 4 to 1?
Yeah.
Okay, because they need so much time. So okay. 4 to 1, so I can tell them to close the door? Okay.
Yeah, all right. I'll try to send
you. Okay. Yeah.
Hare Krishna. So, as we chant the mantra, you offer the grains in the fire. Will you be able to throw properly? Or you want to come closer? You can come even closer. And maybe the ladies can go on this side. Just as long, Satyanarayan, you are too far away. You will probably have to come closer. Yeah, sit there. You can even come closer. So when you throw the grains on the fire, don't touch the grains with your index finger. And with these three fingers, you throw the grains on the fire. When I say swaha, you throw the grains after chanting the mantra after me. So is everyone properly situated? Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitang Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Swaha 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 Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtham Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Padamaiham Dadati Swapadantikam Swaha 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 Bandeham Shri Guru Shri Juta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavanscha Shri Rupang Sagrajatang Sahagana Raghunathanvitang Twang Sajivam Sadvaitang Savadhutang Parijana Sahitang Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhannitangscha Swaha 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 Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Iti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha
शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशतारिने स्वाहा 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 नमः ओम विष्णुपदाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती इति नामिने श्री वार्षभानवी देवी द्वैताय कृपावधये कृष्ण संबंध विज्ञान दायिने प्रभवे नमः माधुर्य उज्ज्वल प्रेमाढ्य श्री रूपानुगा भक्तिदा श्री गौरा करुणा शक्ति विग्रहाय नमस्तुते नमस्ते गौरवाणी श्रीमूर्तये दिनतारिने रूपानुगा विरुद्ध अपसिद्धांत धांत हारिने स्वाहा 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 नमो गौरकिशोराय साक्षाद वैराग्य मूर्तये विप्रलम्भ रसंबोधे पादाम्बुजाय ते नमः स्वाहा 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 नमो भक्ति विनोदाय सच्चिदानंद नामिने गौरशक्ति स्वरूपाय रूपानुगा वरायते स्वाहा 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 गौराविर्भाव भूमेस्त्वं निर्दिष्टा सज्जनप्रिया वैष्णव सार्वभौम श्री जगन्नाथाय ते नमः स्वाहा 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 वंशा कल्प तरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्या एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः स्वाहा 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 पंचतत्तात्मकं कृष्णं भक्तरूपस्वरूपकं भक्तावतारं भक्त्याख्यं नमामि भक्तशक्तिकं स्वाहा 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 नमो महावदन्याय
Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gauratishe Namaha Swaha 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 He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Swaha 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 Jayatam Surato Pangor Mama Manda Matirgati Matsarvasya Padam Bhojau Radha Madana Mohana Swaha 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 Dibbad Vrindaranya Kalpadrumadha Srimad Ratnagara Singhasanastho Srimad Radha Srila Govinda Devo Prishthalibhi Sebbomano Smarami Swaha 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 Shriman Rasa Rasarambhi Vamshivata Tatasthita Karshan Venu Swanair Gopir Gopinatha Shriyastunaha Swaha 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 Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Pranamami Hari Priye Swaha 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 Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivashadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Swaha 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Swaha 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
swaha, swaha, swaha. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.